Hi Simon, how are you? Nice to see
Remote this time.
I know, what a shame. And also we've been absent for a while because you've actually been traveling a bit, haven't you? Which is good.
I have. Hooray.
Yay.
Have you taken your phone off the hook, by the way? Because remember last time
Oh
we
yeah.
got interrupted
We were
rudely.
interrupted. Who rings the landline these days? Yeah.
I know. What year is this?
Yeah. So how
So we're
so
going to talk about spas today, is that right?
yeah, we are. And we've been to a mixture, haven't we? What's so
Are you a spa fan,
I
first of
am, and I miss them. I do. I really, all I want to do is just get there and put your robe on, pad about in those white slippers, and just relax.
The feel of human contact on your skin.
Yes, exactly.
I must admit, the first time before I knew about spas, I remember the first one I went to, I can't remember where it was. And you go down, it's usually in the basement of a hotel, isn't it?
Yeah.
And going down there, and you're seeing all these people in dressing gowns sitting on sun loungers round a swimming pool in the basement. I thought,
Yeah.
this is mad. I don't get this at all.
And
But then the magic
a lot of
begins.
people hate spas, don't they? And or wouldn't don't like people touching them or going for a massage. And oh, I just think it's the nicest feeling. And just going with friends or a partner or whatever, and just a complete chill, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
I think you just need to get your head into it a little bit, don't you? And stop worrying about being in your swimsuit or whatever and just
Yeah,
relax. It's your time, isn't
no
it?
one's looking, or everyone's there for the same reason, aren't they? So just enjoy
Absolutely.
it. But yeah, one of my quite unusual ones I went to was in Sardinia, which is Forte Village, and they've got this six pools, all hydrotherapy pools outside. You kind of follow this journey through the six pools. Some
How
of
big
them,
are the pools? What, like proper swimming pools
they're
or
more like, I suppose, like biggish. Sort of
kiddie
biggest
pools?
ones, I suppose. Yeah,
All right.
and some are hot, and with high saline content, and some are lower with lower temperature and lower salt content. And some of them you float in, and all this is for detoxing. And then a couple of them have got oil in, so we went in, and you're just like you're kind of floating in oil. So it's kind of like a sort of posh chip pan. You just feel really weird sensation, and your body goes through all these different, and it's all about detoxification. And then a couple of, one of them had aloe and mint in, but yeah, it was really, really weird. But I felt the benefits afterwards, so it's amazing just water treatments can do that. It's,
Do you believe in detoxification? I don't know if I'm sold on it, but
I think it definitely helped the skin. I think my skin felt amazing afterwards because this is all supposed to be sort of draining and lymphatic drainage and stimulating endorphins. Maybe that's just because of the sensation as well, because your body's going through cold and hot and cold and hot, and you're
absolutely.
outside, and it's a whole, I mean, it's definitely stimulates your senses because you're in such a different environment when you're in Sardinia, which is beautiful anyway.
Yeah.
And you just go into do something that your body normally wouldn't do. So, but
That
no,
sounds incredible.
yeah, it was really amazing. It was really amazing. Yeah, and
We
just
went to Six Senses Kaplan. I'm having to read this out because it's such a weird word that I can't remember. Six Senses Kaplankaya, which is in Turkey near Bodrum.
Yeah.
And that is sort of like the palace of all spas. It's so incredible. I mean, the hotel itself is very modern, built right on the coast. And you sort of, as you walk into the hotel, then you just go down. Instead of going up, it just goes down. So you come in on the top floor and you've got this massive atrium. So that the hotel already is exceptional. But when you go into the spa, I think it is the biggest spa in Europe or something. And there's miles and miles and miles of it with all of the hot tubs, cold tubs, hot rooms, cold rooms, steam rooms, saunas, everything.
Yeah.
But they did really interesting treatments there. So we did, your basic massages and what have you. But we got to do this thing called rebirthing, which we do go in with a slight eyebrow raised, a bit
Yeah.
skeptical about whether these things are for real. But it was actually quite, what's the word? Emotional. Yeah, they built this special pool for it, and this woman was the world expert in doing this. And the water is sort of womb temperature, so not room, but womb.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Womb temperature.
Room for
So
one.
you
Yeah.
almost you feel very comforted already. And she almost like cradles you, which
Oh.
sounds creepy as hell, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But if you allow yourself to get into it, and there's a soundscape going on, so your sort of brain goes there to some extent, but she sort of cradles you, and there's something just very comforting about it, and you come out feeling super relaxed.
Wow.
Almost as if you've had like a whole night's sleep.
Yeah,
just so strange, and it was hard to put into words. When I wrote about it, it was a bit like, this just sounds bonkers, something from Absolutely Fabulous, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow it I think that's the thing with a lot of spa treatments, when they explain them to you, it just sounds a bit too madcap.
Yeah.
But if you actually allow yourself to go with it,
yeah,
you do get something from it, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, yeah, sometimes the weirder sounding, the more productive in a way for you, isn't it? So...
Yeah.
So they have sort of traditional treatments there as well. I mean, Turkey is the home of the Turkish bath and massage, isn't it? So
yeah, I didn't have the hammam thing because usually what they do is they scrub your whole suntan off you.
Yeah, yeah.
my suntan is precious. I'm not having that.
Yeah.
So we had regular massages, but it was one of those spas where you actually did want to just go and hang out there because there was so much to do and explore. You know, different. Rooms and sensations. I mean, quite apart from a delicious pool and
it sounds incredible.
It was great.
An amazing treatment at Sopwell Park, which is in Hertfordshire, near St Albans, and it's, you kind of lie on this, it's kind of like a bed of sand, so you lie on this bed and it's quartz and literally then they sort of pummel all the sand up against you. Apparently it's from Egyptian, a similar thing to what the Egyptians did, so you feel like a bit of a mummy. And then they've got these poultices and they just pummel your body all along. You know, like when you get, if you get a lemon in a restaurant, posh restaurant, tied up in those little things, it looked like that, but a pumice, so they pummeled you all over.
And does it hurt?
No, it didn't. But then the bed tilts. So the bed tilts about 45 degrees. So you're sort of in this bed, but kind of at an angle. And I thought I was going to fall off, you know. And then they tilt you back the other way. So one put your hip, your feet go down, and then the next part, your head goes right back. But it was really, really, it's Elemis products they use, and it's a good full hour. And then you're kind of left in your little mummy coon just to relax and feel the benefits of it. But that's a really nice spa as well. They've got two. They've kind of got a day one, which is called Cottermill, and then they've got a posher one, the club, which is more membership. But for, I guess if you're a local and you live in Hertfordshire, you could just do that and go use it a lot. Great pools as well, and like indoor, outdoor. And yeah.
How was the cocoon thing? Did that feel claustrophobic at all?
No, it didn't actually. And I felt really snuggled. It must be a bit like your rebirthing. You just felt really... warm and cuddled, yeah, and relaxed, so, which is what it's about, isn't it? So
yeah,
you want to feel.
I must say, I had a sort of one of those kind of experiences. We went to the Dead Sea, the Israeli side.
Yeah,
I hear the Jordanian side is a bit smarter. The Israeli side is a little bit rough and ready. Have you ever been to the Dead Sea?
No, I haven't. No,
it's so freaky because I mean. And the water, when you go into the Dead Sea itself, it feels like oil. Like that reminded me what you were saying about your chip pan.
Yeah.
But also you have to walk over all these salt crystals because it's obviously it's all salt, isn't it? It's not oil. It's salt.
Yeah.
And I was there with some women and they'd all done bikini areas ready for their holiday.
Yes.
And as they went in, obviously the salt water.
Yes.
The shaved areas, and they were like, this is not fun at all. But we did this funny sort of mud wrap thing, and there's a really funny smell about the whole area because it's sulfur.
Sulfur, yeah.
And we had these mud wraps, which none of us were very keen on, because we were going into kind of quite grotty, they felt like kitchens, and they covered us in this really stinky mud. And then they basically lay you on the kitchen table and then go away for an hour.
Oh.
So you're lying there in this really not very glamorous surroundings, stinking to high heaven, thinking, when are they going to come back? Or am I just like cling filmed for life?
Yeah.
You know? Spas, you know, you do need to choose wisely, don't you?
Choose your treatment. And even sometimes I just like doing something simple, like a pedicure. I think, you know, we neglect our feet so much, and that chance of getting, you know, when they get the cheese grater out to get all the hard skin off. And
I don't have hard skin.
and and just getting your nails painted. And, you know, it's an area that, you know, we just neglect. And well, I do anyway. I think just a simple treat like that makes you feel just as good.
But absolutely. It's funny, your one with the different pores, it reminded me, we went to this place in, again, checks notes, it's called The Farm in San Benito, which is in the Philippines.
Oh, wow, cool.
And it's right in the middle of the jungle, which I'm a little bit scared of insects, so I think for most people that would be a dream come true. For me, high terror.
Yeah.
Our room was, three sides of it was just glass, floor to ceiling, right in the middle of the jungle.
Wow.
And we were just terrified the whole time. You could see these huge like moths and things. And we actually went to reception and said, have you got anything a little less jungly? And she went, I'm sorry, we're in the jungle. Jungly is all we have. So we had to do, but they had the most amazing, it's actually more than a spa, it's a medical treatment center. So you can actually get your teeth whitened and your, I don't know, things lasered off. And they were doing blood tests and everything. But they had this huge hydrotherapy centre, which was where we did flotation. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't done that, no.
It's kind of weird, because again, they put you in a blacked out, just like a cocoon, very abfab again.
Yeah.
So they put you in a flotation device and leave you there. Some of it is really eye-opening. And some of it, you just think, this is a bit mad. Like sometimes they're just hosing you down.
Yeah.
And you think, is this fun for anyone?
Yeah.
But we did the whole thing, like you said, where you walk from one little, it felt like a little kiddie's pool, to another, and they would change temperatures and saline solution and what have you. So it was, it's all, some of it is a bit bonkers, I must say.
Yeah. But you have, that's the sort of place, it's a, you, when you're there, you can have so many treats, because you know, obviously it's long haul. So I guess if you're going to go, people would go for a week and just do the full shebang.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, a lot of people go and they're very serious about it. And they put us on a very serious, really low calorie diet. And we thought, oh, we're going to be going to the gym every day and, you know, coming back looking amazing.
Yeah.
But she said, to be honest, you won't have the energy to go to the gym because we're going to put you on such low calories.
God.
I mean, the annoying thing was we did 4 days of, I think, 300 calories a day, and we literally couldn't walk.
God.
And then when she did the weigh-in at the end, she said, oh, you've lost a pound.
Wow.
Thanks very much, that was worth
it. Shows you, because movement is obviously the big part of losing weight as well, isn't it?
That
if you haven't got the energy to move, and then your body will just use up whatever you're putting into it, so that's
absolutely
but I do like those water, big water pressure things, you know, in pools where they have the water fans and they just pummel your neck. That's I love those as well. But but it's certainly worth doing. Yeah, and another one I went to is a Rudding Park, which is in Harrogate. It's a really lovely hotel anyway. It's privately owned, but you can go for a day and get lunch and all that. And the restaurant's got it's got its own gardens, and all the food is grown, as much as they can locally. But it's just a really nice spa, and it's got a rooftop pool, pool outside, which is sort of higher up, and lovely gardens. And, you know, it kind of, just a great weekend break, just go and chill, and lovely rooms, very sort of modern furnishings. And what did we do there? We just did a bit of everything, really. Sauna, you know, and I like that as well, where you can go into different hot rooms and dry rooms, and then eucalyptus and all that. I'll probably do.
There's actual science behind that, isn't there?
Yeah.
About the hot to cold thing. Obviously, you have to be careful because of, you know, if you have heart issues.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new evidence about the cold thing, especially.
And saunas as well, actually. Saunas are such a big thing. Yeah, I've got a friend who lives in Finland, and there it's just common, you know, get into the hot sauna and then run out into the cold lake and just jump in, and that's kind of part of their lives, really. They just do it loads. Yeah. So, you know, or plunge pools. I have done them, you know, or the bucket over your head. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah.
That's really great as well. So the bucket challenge, before it was the bucket challenge, really.
Exactly. No one's getting any money for this.
No. You're just like, but no, it's worth it. But in the Rudding Park as well, they had these, you know, they have the restrooms afterwards. They had four rooms, which were all different themes. So there was visual, which is just lovely, a film of like meadows and or seascapes or whatever. Then they had relax, which is just, yeah, you just sit in silence, very peaceful. And they had a mind room as well, where you could do like puzzles, jigsaw puzzles and stuff. Oh, which I thought was real. I've never seen that before, just really different. And then the audio room, which was just sounds of, you know, birds, I guess, as, yeah. And do you ever get that where they ask you what your sound, what kind of soundtrack do you want when you're having your treatment, or?
Yes. Again, I remember the first time I went in, my eyes were rolling as I was face down on that thing and listening to the sounds of the Amazon rainforest and some Pampa.
Yeah.
But do you know what? It does work. There's something.
Yeah. So can I have Donna Summer, please? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would, now we're talking. Have you ever been to one in London, a hotel spa?
Yeah, I've done sort of Champneys, which is the sort of outskirts of London.
I'll tell you the one to check out if you get the chance is the Corinthia.
Oh, yeah.
Which is down on the North Bank, not far from Westminster. The spa there is like a palace. You wouldn't believe it.
Wow.
I mean, we didn't have a treatment. We just got a walk round. But it really was, it was like this secret world, because Corinthia is quite, it's quite traditional. I mean, very glamorous, but quite traditional. But then you walk through into, you know, you walk behind the Wizard of Oz curtain.
Yeah.
And it's this amazing world of loveliness. It's really worth checking out. There's lots there.
Yeah, the Lanesborough. I think the Lanesborough's got something similar as well. But
right.
I guess they, I don't know, would they let day people in? They might do, but but there's so many good ones anyway, locally, aren't there? Wherever you could just go and, you know, and just that whole feel. And what I love is that you think, you know, then when you're done, you're so tired, isn't it? Relaxing is so tiring. Like, you're always, well, I am, I was going to bed. That's what I love as well, the kind of aftermath of getting to your nice bed and watching telly and just falling asleep. So
we're not sounding spoiled at all, are we?
No, we're not, no.
Being pampered is so tiring. People don't understand. So
but I'm so looking forward to doing one soon. But well, they're open now, aren't they? So we just
are. I don't know what the rule, because we did in one of the sort of interbits between lockdowns, we went to the Kimpton in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Which have got a really lovely little spa there, and they did massages, but they would only do your back so that you weren't facing each other.
Yeah, oh, that's
so
good.
There were always around it. I don't know where. But by 21st of June, we should all be...
Yeah. And I think, well, hairdressers are open now and, you know, the nail salon. So it's kind of the next thing, isn't it? But, yeah, I'm just looking forward to it and relaxing. And not that we haven't really... Well, we've been relaxing, but enforced relaxing, staying in, haven't we? At least Yeah. Well, that was nice to catch up on spas, and we'll see you again soon. Yeah.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
And you. Bye.
Bye.